New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen says he gets a lot of questions from listeners wondering if they have a duty to report. Questions like, should I tell the boss one of my coworkers lied on his resume? Listener Nick Lewis in Chicago wrote this week's letter to the ethicist. He's also wondering whether or not to relay some crucial information. Hi, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
And hello, Randy.
Hi, Debbie.
Nick, what is it you think you might need to pass on?
Well, I've recently found out that an ex-boyfriend of mine seems to be partaking in some rather irresponsible and or dangerous behavior.
And how did you come to find out this information?
Well, I came to find out this because I got a mass email sort of from him, and we hadn't spoken in about a year, and we actually broke up like 4 years ago. So we have no contact with each other, but I must still be on his mailing list. So I got a mass email, and in this email there was some little joke in there that raised my suspicions again that he might be engaging in some, let's say, less than honorable sexual practices. So on a whim, and because I'm nosy, I decided to see if I could break into his email, and it just turns out that he hasn't changed his password in 4 years, so I was able to go in there and see what he's been up to. And in the time since we broke up, he has become HIV positive. And from all of these emails that I was reading, it appears that he is just engaging in some very sort of unsafe practices with various partners who appear to be unaware of his condition, and also his live-in boyfriend also appears to be unaware of his extracurricular activities.
So you're torn about what to do with this information.
Right. I mean, I want to just forget that I ever poked my nose into it.
I'm kind of thinking you probably shouldn't have gotten that into that email account in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Curiosity killed the cat.
So, Randy, what should Nick do with this ill-gotten information?
Duty to report questions are really tricky, and there are a couple of guidelines that I find very helpful. One is that you must, in my opinion, come forward, must, not just may, but you must come forward when doing so will prevent imminent serious harm to a particular person, harm in the future rather than rectifying some injustice in the past, and a particular person rather than someone's a menace to society. And the other guideline is, if you come forward with this information, will it let the person who's at risk take some sort of action to protect themselves? That this isn't just an abstract exercise in justice. It's about someone in danger being able to protect themselves. So the case you're talking about seems to meet that test, that if your ex is HIV positive, then the danger he presents to his partner is serious, it's imminent, and you know the particular person who's at risk. It's his current partner.
Well, actually, no, I know that the partner knows that he's HIV positive because he was when they got together. But he doesn't know. There's sort of two questions. From these emails that I snooped into, the partner doesn't know that my ex is cheating on him with all of these random other partners. So that's one thing. And then these random other partners don't seem to know that he's HIV positive.
Well, here then, the question that HIV doesn't quite come into the first of your two questions is,
right, exactly.
Must I let someone know that their partner is cheating? No, you must
right.
not. That is, you may. There's nothing to, you know, there a case could be made for it. I'd have to know more about the situation, but you're not obligated. And as to the others, those are the people who are genuinely in danger. Well, if they are random others, what is it that you propose doing? Some kind of billboard in, you know, downtown? I mean, how? I'm not sure what action you're in a position to take. One thing you can do is speak to your ex.
Nick, what do you think you'll do?
I think I'd already come to a decision that I wasn't going to do anything for all sorts of reasons. But then I wanted to sort of wait to talk to you guys and see if then that makes me a bad person by not wanting to be involved farther than I've already involved myself, wrongly involved myself.
Well, I would at least say it would make you a good person if you involved yourself a little further, that some attempt to talk to your ex about this.
Uh-huh.
You know, it will take a certain amount of tact, and there's going to be this moment of embarrassment. Yeah, and it's socially awkward, and you have to confess, I've been snooping in your email. But those
right.
are petty social transgressions. he's engaging in actions that actually are threatening someone's life, and I think maybe you have to swallow your embarrassment a little bit.
Nick Lewis, thanks for writing in.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
If you'd like some help from the ethicist, drop us a line. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. Please put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Debbie. I should say it's a very awkward topic to raise, that it's very difficult to talk about other people's sex lives, especially when people are engaging in dangerous sexual activity. I think Nick had a hard time talking about it, and I understand that. But the risk of serious medical problems here, and you can't just ignore it.